C9V.
KF4NXY.
Good morning, Leon. Good morning, David. Hope everybody's doing well on this cold, rainy morning.
Cold and rainy up here. They actually had some ice hanging off the trees up here at the house. But coming down the grade, it's warming up slowly. Up to 34 degrees now. It was 32 at the house when I left. Dave, how you doing over there?
All right, I'm going to go get my first cup of coffee, see if I can't get woke up. But heard y'all in here. Woman spoke at you and say good morning. Y'all carry on. I'll be back in a few minutes. KF4NXY.
Toddy, David, this is KQ4YOO.
Morning. KN4TFW here.
NC9V here. Leon.
KTE Mobile.
Oh, they're dragging you into work today. Morning, Eric. NC9V.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
This is Clint, KQ4YOO. I'm drinking my first cup of coffee this morning, too. This is kind of early for me these days.
K4YLO, this is W2JKT. Name is Eric. I don't think we've met before.
I haven't really spoke much in the morning.
No time, so maybe I have a fighting chance of remembering it.
My name is Clint, Charlie Lima, India November Tango.
Jumping in this morning.
Regular morning crew. The name here is Ken, KN4TFW.
Good name to remember, Clint Eastwood, YOO. Hey, good to meet your acquaintance this morning. Yeah, it's a regular group here every morning. Well, not every morning. Sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm not.
I did throw everybody off with jumping in, KQ4YOO.
Happy group this morning. Dave went out to go get another cup of coffee. I had my cappuccino before I left the house. And you're working on yours, so everybody's good.
38 over here in Greer this morning.
It's 37 now.
I had Shelby when I left this morning. 80.
Ice hanging out the trees of the house, and luckily there's nothing accumulating on the road yet. But it's 32. If it drops one more degree, it might start to get some icy patches. I didn't run, did not run across any on the way in, though.
At 38, where I live in Honeya Pass, but I haven't been out in it.
What gets you up this early in the morning?
How to say it, but my body made me get up this morning. Down at my mother, she lives in Florida. I got back yesterday, and you know, there's a time change when you get into Pensacola, Florida, and I guess I'm kind of trying to adjust. Even though it was only an hour, I'm still kind of adjusting here.
Adjusting. Usually up once or twice during the night. Got a little warm last night, and the pellets, though, turned up a little bit too high. Had to turn that bad boy down a little bit. Put the reflectors back on 25 here. You can't see where the lanes are in the rain.
Reflective paint for the lines, or are there no lines yet?
Reflective. You can't see it. Because they haven't put the rumble strips on the side that they're doing now. They haven't put those here yet either.
In North Carolina, they put them down the middle.
I don't like that. Down both sides and in the middle. Interesting.
Both sides in North Carolina, they only put them in the middle.
64 they have.
I'll put them on the sides now, too. It's really annoying sometimes.
In the white car, you don't have to worry about it because you just get the lane departure stuff and you just
just push a button and it'll keep you in the middle of the lane. So, you don't have to worry about that, but I get the signs to my truck every now and then, I'll hit them.
Had to ride a bike.
I like it when that guy just put them down the middle, it looks like he was drunk.
So interesting, they got all this time and effort and money to put George putting little rumble strips down the side of the road. So many bridges and stuff that need to still be replaced up there.
Time for them to start putting down some more of those reflectors so they can knock them off this winter with snowplow.
Right before the first snow.
See ya.
NC9B.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW. See, you drove the truck.
Morning, Andrew. W2JKT.
Yeah, Ken, I drove the truck today. I always ask the wife. Have to ask her a day ahead of time, because usually she'll surprise me and figure out whether I got to stop and get fuel or not after she's driven the car.
Coming down 85 yesterday in North Carolina right there at exit 5, and I'm like, what the heck are they building there? But I see it's a huge casino.
In addition to the huge casino.
Like with all those stairs and everything, it looks like it's some kind of big venue when I went by trying to figure it out.
I double with you. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
I got the casinos up at Kings Mountain. They're building some premier RV resorts.
RV resort and a few other things for the casino. It's, the locals do not like it at all.
Go to Kings Mountain, we get off before we ever get to that far. You like the resort, at least somebody's benefiting off of it.
I'm surprised we were coming back and needed to get fuel, so I stopped right there at the state line, got fuel, and said, well, I'll stop at the rest area, use the restroom, and yeah, pulled up in there, and the rest area is demolished.
Carolina eventually going to get rid of all of their rest areas?
Haven't heard that one. Looked like they were getting ready to remodel it. I mean, they took the whole building down.
Downside, don't know, I can't remember which mile it's at, right before exit 90, and they tore it down and they're not putting it back because they'd rather have people getting off and patronizing the local businesses there, like the Quick Trip and the truck stops and restaurants and stuff.
B, I know there's several of them that are closed up, for sure.
Good morning, guys. Nice, chilly, rainy morning, but going to clear off, they say, W4FCM. Some of you guys get off a little later, towards 7 you do, I know. Okay, W4FCM, just right along. It'll be up a little while. W4FCM listening.
On to go with your comment about the disappearing lines. Man, they repaved up here in Lyman, and sure enough, you can't see any lines.
Cheap paint now, like Eric said. You guys talking about rest stops and such, they, Hendersonville and Fletcher, we got like three new space gas stations all in one little area there. And I had to be riding by yesterday. I got diesel for $3.15 a gallon. I said, man, I was going down to half a tank, but at that price, I'm going to top off. NC9B.
About that anymore. KO4CN.
Ken? Or, Andrew?
I do miss my truck sometimes.
Gas does work.
There too.
Yeah, I think the company truck gets like, I think I got it up to 13.7.
With my truck when I'm towing my camper.
Totally empty, but it's always short trips. I don't never hardly take it out on the interstate.
15, 16, most of the time around the interstate. I can do a little better, but you gotta hypermile it. Get your car in. It's finally shipped from Germany and made it all the way to Spartanburg, but I'm just waiting on them to release it to me.
Great.
And they don't have the new i3s yet, but I'm getting an i4, and then I'll start looking at what I'll get after that, but it'll be a little while.
The EV Club.
And get Duke Energy to install my plug, you know, or pay towards it, I guess. You know, because they'll put $1,200-something towards it. But they said I needed the, I think the registration number, the tag number, basically, and I have a letter that shows that it's a lease from work, but still, they needed that, so I got to wait till I get the card itself before I can do all that.
That when I put the car charger on my house, I opted not to take their money because if you read the fine print, a capital lets them in and all kinds of monitoring devices on your power system. So they can see how you're using power and see how much you're spending all the time.
Tell me, Dad, I need to go back and look at something this week. It got in. It came off the boat about 2 weeks ago, and then they finally got it up here on train this last week, so I figured they wouldn't do anything over Thanksgiving. Hopefully I'll hear something this week.
Not too long to get it to you. Is it a car or a single motor?
A slightly cheaper version. It only has a single motor on it. As we're coming out with a new iX, which is kind of the SUV one. And they're going to offer an M version. I think I read somewhere it'll do 0 to 60. It was like either 2.9 or like 3.2. It was right in that 3-second time frame.
So for a high-performance EV, there'll be the dual motor or sometimes even three motors. And, you know, 600 horsepower-ish is where they'll usually land.
That out.
EV9 I was looking at was something like 575 horsepower or something like that. And 0 to 60 in, I want to say, 4 or something like that. It's a, you know, 7,000-pound SUV, so it definitely can move some weight.
Bigger one coming out before long, so it'll be interesting to see what it can do.
For the bigger ones, because they do take a lot more energy to run. I think my car gets around 4 to 4.2 miles per kilowatt hour, less if I'm running in the heat, but the Kia EV9 is like 2 miles per kilowatt hour, so I'll be spending twice as much on the electricity to charge it.
Those Tesla chargers I see on the side of the road?
They all have the NACS connector, so you can.
Cracker Barrel at Woodruff Road, 85, and I see they put about 10 of them in there.
All right.
No, it's right there. No, it ain't over by the mall there. It's on the right-hand side of the interstate if you're headed north. Right there in the parking lot for the Cracker Barrel. That must be about 10 of them. They take up a bunch of space.
The bank of them over at the Sam's Club on Woodruff Road, there's about 10 of them there, too, from Electrify America. But they have the CCS connectors, which my car has.
How much you pay at those things, you're better off avoiding them if you can.
Yeah, they're typically priced so that you'll pay about equivalent to you would for gas for like a 30-mile-per-gallon car. But, yeah, a lot of them have gotten up to 50, 60, 70 cents per kilowatt hour, which is ridiculous. The subsidy is getting canceled at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, I drove my, when I had my 330E, I mean, that thing had a small battery. It was only 25 miles tops out of the battery. It's supposed to be for little short range trips on the battery. And I charged it in Greenville, and the charger I was at, you actually paid for the time that you were hooked up and not so much per kilowatt hour. And to charge that little bitty battery in that thing, I think I ended up paying like $5 or something, which was more than it should have been.
Networks have moved away from the per-time model, and they go to kilowatt hour now because the charging rates have gotten so fast that they have to charge for the actual energy now instead of the time. And I was looking at, we'll charge at 200 kilowatts, which isn't even that fast. A lot of them are charging at 300 now.
Something, y'all, and they said in China, because China's really embraced it a lot. They've got 1,000 kilowatt hour chargers.
We'll charge at a megawatt, too. I was was the Peterbilt or the Kenworth that they came out with. You plug it into two fast chargers at the same time, and it'll charge at 700 kilowatts, or there's a new megawatt charger that they're experimenting with that it can charge at as well.
I see that extra 70, the exit to 26, is going to be closed on the 7th and 8th. I think just at night, though. Maybe it won't affect you.
You said it was on 26, or you say
85, and it says that the exit to 26 is going to be closed on the 7th and 8th, but I think it's like from 8 at night to 6 in the morning.
They shouldn't, but I'll have to look into it to be sure. Been in the parking lot, so it's that time. Anyway, y'all have a good one. Be safe. Hopefully the rain stops before long, and we don't see any snow. We just didn't drop down to that temperature, but it is what it is. So, anyway, y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Have a awesome day. KN4GFW.
Green Day, be safe. This is W2JKT.
Sound disappointed about that snow. NC9B.
I think on the southbound side this morning.
Big Conway and Hampton Boulevard coming up towards Lyman.
It's always really busy here around exit 54 and then down to Woodruff Road. And usually clears out a little bit once you get south of Augusta Road. It's just really busy in the Greenville area.
On 54 there shortly. Give me a little bit of time. Get my truck, get it all checked out, and I get to ride the 85.
Be an awesome day in the rain.
Quit here shortly.
Move out around 8 o'clock this morning or something.
Stay high and dry today. Don't work too hard. And we'll catch you a little bit further down the log. I'm going to close here. We're destinated. So, 73, y'all, take care. He's in C9B.
73, we on. Have an awesome day, safe day, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Have a great day. Drive safe today. We'll talk to you later. W2JKT. Getting hammered with the snow up in the northeast this morning.
I saw that, and I know the sun's supposed to come down from Michigan on Friday and Saturday, so I hope he has some decent weather and there ain't no big storm coming through.
At northeast, they got it this time, but they might have got something over in Michigan, too.
We're saying over in Ann Arbor, they were supposed to be getting like 8 inches last weekend, so I don't know.
Accumulation is up in the northeast. I know I'm probably going to talk to my folks today. They're up there, and they'll tell me. But, yeah, I heard it was going to be big.
Interstate pile up and everything from the people not running a 11-meter radio anymore.
Not too many CB antennas on trucks anymore.
More hit out in the back behind the cab. Not sure how good that works, but... yeah, half of them, they come in at work, they don't have them anymore.
We've been watching the show Stranger Things on Netflix, and it's set in the 80s, and the kids use little handheld CB walkie-talkies to talk to each other all the time.
Just got finished with that series, Dark Winds, and it's like from 1970, and they're using some kind of HD that, I imagine it. I don't think it's 2 meters, but maybe.
Radio Shack, three-channel, crystal-based Citizens Band. I know because I recognize it because I really wanted one when I was a kid. But, yeah, it starts in 1983, and each season is another year. So, yeah, we started season 5 last night, which is set in 1987. So it's moving along, but we're almost done with it. We've got 3 more episodes to watch before we're caught up, but we binged seasons 1 through 4 over Thanksgiving weekend. We really love the show. It's really great.
Get out. I know on that Dark Winds, it's situated in 1970, and it's like, you know, you think about the technology that they didn't have, but the cars were cool, but they were using some kind of HD, the police were. and I'm not sure what it was, because I think the antennas on the police cars looked like, you know, they were, you know, like 10, you know, in the lower bands.
I think there was like a 40-something megahertz band for public safety, and so that was basically a 6-meter whip or of some kind, I think.
Definitely looked like some kind of HF for sure.
Next from the Memphis, so I'm going to give her a call this morning and see how she's doing. Ken, I hope you have a great day, and drive safe the rest of the way into your office, and we'll catch you. I'm in the office again Thursday, so maybe we'll catch you Thursday morning. Talk to you later. This is W2JKT73.
Eric, have an awesome, safe day, and it was perfect time, and I'm turning on the road to the gate now, so have a good one. I'll catch you on Thursday, KN4TFW.